I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia House has overwhelmingly passed a proposal to give drug users clean needles in exchange for used ones. The measure aims to reduce the spread of HIV and hepatitis C infections among drug users who share needles. Republican Representative Houston Gaines of Athens says people who use needle exchange programs are far more likely to enter treatment programs. Georgia ranks fifth in the U.S. for new HIV infections, according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Gaines says treating a lifelong HIV patient can cost more than $400,000. The measure now goes to the state Senate. Georgia lawmakers have removed a proposal that would have added a state sales tax to Netflix and other streaming video services. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
The sales tax on streaming services would have been used to help internet expansion in rural parts of the state. But according to an AJC poll, 65% of Georgians opposed the idea of taxing internet, TV, or phone services to achieve that goal. House Bill 428 would still add a 4% tax on ebooks, digital music downloads, and video games, while eliminating other fees for phones and TV. But without the Netflix tax, lawmakers say the proposal won't create additional funds for internet expansion. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Federal agents seized millions of dollars of cocaine at two different Georgia ports of entry recently. Last November, officers at the Port of Savannah found 450 packages valued at $19 million in a commercial shipment of pineapples from Colombia. And agriculture specialists at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport seized nearly 3 pounds of cocaine worth $40,000 from figurines in the bag of a woman who arrived last Tuesday from Honduras. She was sent back to that country. North Carolina's Bennett College, one of the two remaining historically black private women's colleges in the United States, is suing to keep its doors open. Bennett lost its appeal to have its accreditation restored, despite a fundraising drive that netted more than $9 million. The suit was filed Friday, the day the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools announced that it would uphold its decision to revoke the school's accreditation. A federal judge in Atlanta granted a temporary restraining order preserving Bennett's accreditation while the court case continues. And the Georgia Aquarium is mourning the death of an 18-year-old sea otter that was part of the aquarium when it opened in 2005. After suffering several seizures last week, Oz the otter was given an MRI that revealed lesions on the brain. Veterinarians made the difficult decision to euthanize him. The aquarium's website says male sea otters in human care generally live 10 to 15 years, so at 18, Oz was considered a geriatric animal. The website says sea otters are listed as endangered from such threats as entanglement in fishing nets, oil spills, and shark attacks. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Houston Rockets last night by a score of 119-111. Hawks rookie Trae Young led both teams in scoring with 36 points. Atlanta will return to State Farm Arena on Wednesday to face the Minnesota Timberwolves. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, @GPBNews.